And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 12th of January, 2025. Today is the birthday of Heather Mills, born on this day in 1968. Heather Mills is a vegan activist and former model who is known for her work in the vegan community. She became vegan after a life-changing accident in 1993 left her with a leg amputation. She discovered that a vegan diet and natural remedies helped clear up her infection. She continued to model, setting an example for those whose bodies may not conform to stereotypical standards of beauty. Heather Mills also credits her ex-husband, Paul McCartney, for helping her see the benefits of a vegan lifestyle. She stated, "It's only since I met Paul that I really got to understand how veganism not only benefits your health massively, but also makes a huge difference to the planet, to animals, and to feeding the world." Mills is outspoken about animal cruelty. She is the founder of V-Bites, a vegan food company, and she owns Alternative Stores, a vegan online supermarket. The publication of After Noah, Animals and the Liberation of Theology, by Andrew Lindsay and Dan Cohn-Sherbach, was on this day in 1997. A comprehensive study of Jewish and Christian teachings about animals, this text argues that the treatment of animals is not only a moral issue, but also a theological and spiritual one. The authors show how Jews and Christians have often failed to promote a compassionate and sensitive regard for animals. They argue that the way we treat animals is a benchmark of the kind of society we are, and that in recognizing the true and biblically based value of animals, we liberate ourselves from the idolatry which is found at the heart of much contemporary spirituality. It is addressed to all people of faith to finally understand that in devaluing animals, we ultimately devalue ourselves and our own souls. The publication of What's Missing from Medicine, Six Lifestyle Changes to Overcome Chronic Illness by Sarai Stancic, MD, was on this day in 2021. In the fall of 1995, Dr. Stancic was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. By 2003, she walked regularly with a cane, had given up virtually all unnecessary physical activity, and was on numerous medications, all with horrible side effects. After stumbling upon some studies that linked MS outcomes to diet and lifestyle, Dr. Stancic undertook a radically different approach to managing her illness and adopted a plant-based diet. Within a relatively short period of time, she was off all MS medications, walking normally, resumed dancing, and in 2010, she ran a marathon. Today, she lives an active, symptom-free life and takes no medications for multiple sclerosis. Her prescription to prevent, treat, and even reverse chronic illnesses such as heart disease, diabetes, obesity, autoimmune diseases like lupus, multiple sclerosis, and many others is what readers will find in this book. Dr. Stancic is also highly critical of the medical community's lack of success when it comes to treating chronic illness. And that's why What's Missing from Medicine is a clarion call for the medical establishment to make these lifestyle changes an integral part of the practice of medicine. And here is a quote from Dr. Andrew Lindsay. "The Bible nowhere says that animals are just made for human use. It does not say that the whole earth is just ours to do with as we like. Neither does it say that God's sole interest is the human species. We cannot allow such an important and influential book to become the preserve of those who want to exploit animals. The Bible needs to be read, studied, and reclaimed for the animals. For if animals are God's creatures, we have no absolute rights over them, only the duty to look after them as God would look after them. To stand with Jesus is to reject our view of ourselves as gods and lords of creation. We are to honor life for the sake of the Lord of life. Animals are God's creatures, not human property, nor utilities, nor resources, nor commodities, but precious beings in God's sight. Christians whose eyes are fixed on the awfulness of crucifixion are in a special position to understand the awfulness of innocent suffering. The cross of Christ is God's absolute identification with the weak, the powerless, and the vulnerable, but most of all with unprotected, undefended, innocent suffering. A quote from Dr. Andrew Lindsay. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to honor life today.